You're listening to the Upper Hand Fantasy Podcast. Now, here's your host, Faraz Siddiqui and Zach Rizzuto.
I think Juwan Jennings is, you know, he is at the top of the list this week. But I will say, you know, I'm only starting him if both George Kittle and Deebo Samuel are out of this game. Okay.
Right.
And to think that Juwan Jennings is going to repeat a, you know, the type of performance that he had, or even, you know, the 40% target share that he had in this game, you know, with while sharing the field with Brandon Ayuk, you know, that's not something that we should be expecting, right? We should continue to be starting Ayuk over him. Okay. There's no doubt about that. I know that Ayuk disappointed in this game. I know that Ayuk is going to be, you know, shadowed potentially by Christian Gonzalez. Totally understand. And because of that, I think, you know, Jennings is a good start this week, right? I probably have him ranked as like a low end wide receiver two, maybe, but that's assuming that Kittle and Deebo are out. It's possible right. That both those guys are back, or one of those guys are back this week, which completely changes everything, right? Where Jennings ends up being like a PPR flex play, nothing more, right?
Yeah. I think even if Kittle's back, for me, I probably put Juwan Jennings in my lineup. But if Deebo's back, I don't think I would. I think that's kind of how it comes down to it for me, because Kittle's not this huge target earner. We've seen that. He's kind of hit or miss. He's hot and cold. For me, Juwan Jennings, he's going to be the wide receiver that Purdy's looking for right now, because that was what it was last week. Obviously, Ayuk had those targets as well. I saw some people in the comments talking about Juwan Jennings is better than Ayuk. I don't think that's the case, guys. I know Ayuk's having a quiet start to the season, but Ayuk is that guy. We saw it last season. He is one of the most efficient wide receivers in the game. And obviously, Juwan Jennings is right now one of the most efficient wide receivers in the game, given this huge performance that he had last week. But don't get cute with it. If you have Brandon Ayuk and Juwan Jennings and you're deciding between the two of them, just start Ayuk. That's what you want to do.
Okay, I got to push back on something that you just said, that George Kittle isn't a target, or like isn't that type of target earner. He is. He is one of the biggest target earners at the tight end position, you know, over the last like 5 years, right? Like, because of the fact that he's on a crowded offense, and this is kind of what Sam Laporta is facing in Detroit right now, where you have all these guys, you know, who need to eat, right? You have Gibbs, you have Jameson Williams now, you have Amara, obviously. It's a similar situation in San Francisco, where, you know, if a couple of these wide receivers have been banged up, we've seen George Kittle's target shares and his fantasy points just skyrocket when some of these playmakers are missing. So, you know, Deebo, I mean, we've seen this situation play out before in terms of like which guys are on the field, you know, and when. I think Dwayne McFarland did a really good job of this, you know, in his fantasylife.com article, where he posted a tweet also where it says, you know, he laid out all of the plays where Deebo Samuel and George Kittle are not on the field, where Deebo Samuel is not on the field, and where George Kittle is not on the field, and how that affects Juwan Jennings. And he never had more than a 17% target rate on any of those plays. And the only time he had a 17% is when both of those guys were off the field. And this is before this game, obviously. So George Kittle, if he's back, you know, Jennings, to me, the reason why I want to emphasize this is because I don't want people to think that he's like a must start just because of this big game that he just had. I think there's a lot of defensive attention on Brandon Ayuk. You know, he had some really good plays in this game, but, you know, a lot of his stuff was like, you know, pretty routine, wide open, you know, type of plays.
Yeah.
Right. That one contested catch that he had super late in the game, like that was an amazing, amazing play, obviously. And he's a good player. But I think I'm only picking him up, and I have to have him in my lineup if those guys are out. But if they're not, man, it's tough for me to like say like he, you know, he has to be in my lineup. You know what I'm saying?
Right. It's, I mean, tough. It's always going to pale in comparison to what he did last week. It's not going to happen again. I hear that, but I'm not saying Juwan Jennings is a must start, but
I would be surprised. Like, if George Kittle or Deebo Samuel plays in this game, I'll be surprised if he's over a 20% target share. You know what I'm saying? Assuming Ayuk is playing as well. Ayuk, Deebo, and or Kittle. Yeah. So just, you know, kind of give with that caveat, you know, he's the number one waiver wire pickup.